Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
planetaudio.org.nz.
Hi, good evening. How you doing? I can't understand this sadness here. Yeah. Sorrow's rolling in. There's a reason. reason for all these blues. So I'm off to find the words we never used. Yes, I know you've been hurt by words I said, but more by the times I turn my head, for the willow of your smile is showing through. You're aching for the words we and turn in the face of what is real. Well, now love's made an offer we can refuse. So let's try for the words we you, the words we never you.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at
something that I wanna lay out. It took a little while before I figured it out. Cause I've grown tired of trying to win you back, but now I got a little something that I need to say. Now you're gone. You should know that I won't be following you, no. Cause I don't need your shit no more, no more. I'm just letting you know. Something weighing on my mind. Cause I can't help but feel that you're wasting my time. Cause I've got so much more without you in my life. I got a little something that I need to say right now. You're gone. You should know that I won't be following. Your shit no more, no more. I'm just letting you know.
in a house by the beach with two cats named Basil and Harry and a dog who runs faster than we can, living beside the ocean in a house by the beach. The crashing of waves in the morning will take the place of all our alarm bells.
I was a star. off refrain. When the lights were out, I'd play and be your friend. I strut and fret my hour upon the stage. The hour is up. I have to run and hide my rage. I'm lost again. I think I'm really scared. Best secret shared. Na 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 no. I'd like to be alone, a lover, a mountain, or a soft rain. But I'd hate to be a grown up and have to try to bear my life in pain, and have to try.
Oh, गुड गाईज घेऊन आयल्या तुमका सुशेगात दनपा ऑकलंड रेडिओ प्रोग्राम हर एक सनवार
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that, a bit late, but yeah, welcome to another show. It's Anthony Blomfield Update. How you doing? Only a half show today, but that's better than nothing, as they say. Yeah, welcome to another show in technology. Could be fun anyway, so I've got a couple of cool things to tell you. Planetaudio.org.nz /update. Get previous ones or update.chat. Find me online, Anthony Blomfield. Here we go. Or you can email me, kiwianthony@gmail.com. So, guys, I'm going to talk about something really kind of... Well, I won't lie. It's such a beautiful day. You're all probably out sailing right now, worried about America's Cup. So this isn't that exciting for you. But you might play this back later on during the week. There's so much happening that it's hard to know where, what isn't happening around the world at the moment? Isn't it exciting? Rocket Lab, of course. Golly, building a 40-meter rocket now. Far out. They got rocks, eh? Ah, poor old Peter Beck. I love it. I love it. I love just how he's just so full on. It's like, yeah, this was kind of like in Christchurch. Went to America, got $1 billion in funding, got curly hair, came back. Now I'm just doing my thing. So respect to him. So he's basically building a 40-meter rocket. They're going on the stock exchange in America soon, so that they can get even more funding. And the plan is they'll be able to lift eight metric tons, into low Earth orbit, or something like 5 tons or 3 tons all the way to the moon. And this rocket can even take payloads to Mars and Venus. So yeah, pretty wild. Pretty neat. So that's the rocket. Pretty fun. Apple's getting in the news with all their new silicon chips. Everybody's jumping up and down how amazing they are, I must admit. And they're pretty getting a pretty good reputation. Certainly Apple's put all the eggs into the basket of making their own microchips now. And of course, because they make the operating system, they tailor make the microchip for the operating system. So yeah, I can sort of say, funny, a few years ago I would have loved it, but we're sort of not really into the Apple products anymore. Cool. Alright, yeah, what else is exciting for you? I don't know, really. But Donald Trump's managed to get his way back on Twitter. God, I hate Twitter. Don't know why anyone uses it. I really don't understand why people use Twitter. I'm like, it's almost like a bad dream. I'm like, I was in this dream and the whole planet were like these zombies and they could only send out like half a sentence to the world and they didn't actually say it to anyone in particular. They just said it into this big web cloud and people would comment on it, but they could only comment with 120 characters. It was just so bizarre, but and the media wore into it and it's like, no, it's not a dream. Oh my god, how can people please use Twitter when, like, how can an advantage be that it's only 128 characters long, or 256 to be fair? But it's like, hey, I was having this really interesting theory on the nuances of taxation, and then of course as soon as you get to that point, you're out of tech, so you just have to, like, Twitter's basically there just to dumb us down. Like, it's hardwired, but anyway, people use it. Right, so more interesting is Ant's idea for where the computers are going, and see if I can come up with that. But let's just rant a little bit more. I put a poll on my LinkedIn yesterday, what am I going to talk about? And basically I just said, just rant. That was one of the options. Not a fan of Twitter. I noticed a lot of people really are starting to look around for another social network, though. I think it's kind of funny. And I love how the business models are just kind of not really working out for everybody on the internet. Like, LinkedIn said, oh, we're a business meetup model. And it's like, yeah, but actually your technology is just basically a glorified blog that anyone else can blog on. And then you've got no incentive for people to post business postings. It's like you've got no business model there. You're just like, oh, well, it's LinkedIn, it's for business. But, of course, slowly and surely, it's just turning into people posting whatever they think. And which, of course, is just political cliches and lies. So LinkedIn is, you know, I get they had this idea that it would be all everyone posting their greatest theories on their profession. The technology doesn't aid for that, and Microsoft doesn't understand stuff. So, right, that's rant on LinkedIn. What was the other thing I was going to tell you guys? I'm sorry. I don't know if technology's got anything to do with the Oprah interview, but it was pretty embarrassing, I thought, for all concerned. Oprah's looking old. Poor lady. Right. So, computer architecture. So I think just a quick little hint on the way I think the next generation of computers will go. See, at the moment, you've got Apple Silicon. And what they've done is for years and years and years, we had kind of standard for a microchip on a computer, right? We kind of gave it the moniker of x86, and it hasn't changed, really, the particular architecture of the microchip in personal computers has been pretty common for about 10, 20, 15, probably actually 30 years, really, but Apple came late into the game, and they joined Intel, and what it means is that all the architecture, the way that a computer processes stuff is pretty standardized, and Apple's tried to reinvent it. But the rant is, just a little rant, is that they haven't really invented anything. Okay, and this is where I think Apple, I'll be blunt, good luck. As much as people like will be amazed, they're going to go down. They're going to go down. I love it. I think they've missed the mark. And this chip is just a proprietary. It's really just taking existing software, hardware technologies that exist already in Intel chips and AMD chips, and simply making it a tailor-made and for efficiency for the Apple operating system. So, it'll be an example in everyday life. It's hard to explain. I've got a squeaky radio system. It's basically a chip that's been, it's nothing new, except it's just taking the same parts of the normal chip we're used to, and then turning it into just good for Apple stuff. Yeah, and oh man, they took Chrome off this, so I'm stuck with it anyway. I think the architecture, which I'm writing to Intel about, could be completely new. So at the moment, you know, we. Ah, look, I'll save this for another time. It's too long. I'm not allowed to give any secrets away. Let's just go back to the normal rant stuff. Yeah, so we've got, basically, old Donald Trump's managed to get back into Twitter, push his way in, and I thought they should have banned him years ago. The tracing app is starting to become a bit more well-used, which is good. Pretty amazing. If you notice that the world's going cashless, which is, we really are in an Orwellian world now. Yeah, that will do. That's a good rant. Orwell, right? 1984, we're all just part of the government. And we it's like, wow, we are so... I don't even think we're alive. We're just honestly like little bots on a machine now. The level of zero privacy. So if you get a hop card, right? So like, this is how much the authorities know about what you're doing now. Okay, it's like it's almost comical. I'll tell you. And the problem is policing should not be 100% efficient, but we're getting to the point where policing can be 100% efficient. In other words, there's a couple of buttons someone push and they will know if you're breaking any law, any statute, and know when and where and who and why, and basically send out a letter to say you're in court and put you in jail, like a clockwork orange of turning misdemeanors into prison sentences with how efficient the technology is now to know who you are. And obviously it's kind of funny, you know, so like let me give you some examples, you know, like, I mean, and people are like, well, if you don't break the law, you know, you're safe. But, you know, it's some silly things like, you know, that it's against the law, right, to modify any electrical electricity things in your house, right? So, you know, there's laws against sort of rewiring a plug. So, you know, and people are like, yeah, well, you shouldn't rewire a plug. But, you know, if you're technically currently certified as an electrician, but, you know, maybe your dad's one, and one day you just have to put a plug in the garage or something, and you're just like, well, no one's going to know. But imagine a world where all of a sudden the government does know you did that. And you're like, what? Yeah. So, how is this? All right, well, let me tell you some of the things that are almost going too far. Knowing where we are the whole time, the government knows where we are massively, and I'll tell you a few things of how this works, all right? So, number one, when you catch the bus now, they don't accept cash, okay? And also, they make sure you have a hop card. But what I love, which is really pernicious, is that it's quite evil actually, is that they now, if you don't register your hop card with an actual address of who you are, your date of birth and where you live, when you get into the bus it goes beep 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 three times to indicate that you're not a registered hop card user. So, in other words, they've now got the technology to be working out if you're registered that hop card. So it's in such a click of the switch, just simply say, ah, oh, that person isn't registered a hop card. They have to have an address on it. Or they can actually have extra surveillance for the people that, like, they logged into the bus and it didn't have your address. And so it could be things like, I don't know, We have that in our record, so we look at the cameras. So basically now, every single person, one of us who jumps on a bus, you know, I know this sounds kind of like innocent, but you jump in a bus, every bus, think instantly, okay, so that's Murray McCulley from 22 Takapuna Beach, 7 a.m. From Aotearoa Road, Takapuna, Bonfield Spa, jumped in, and he went all the way to caught that bus to I don't know, Glenfield Mall or outside this on this road. It got off at 9 o'clock, right? Okay, that's fine. It sort of sounds benign, but then okay, you get in the car and there's number plate recognition stuff everywhere. So it's like, okay, so, you know, Mary McKelly basically drove over here, and we've got his details of when he was. You grab an Uber. You grab a... you basically grab any one of these drive services. okay, they know where you went. So, number one, the government knows basically if they wanted to. Like, this is the thing with computers. It's just becomes a software package that will, at some point, now I know they need a warrant generally, but there'll be a warrant and it'll just go click and it will just have, it can just have a warrant or the software eventually will just connect to all these databases, even if they're private. So Uber's database, the AT Hopcar database, the Glenfield Mall, KFC loyalty program, if you scanned in there, and they'll just go ding, 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 and know where every citizen is, right? So that's one. So basically the state knows where you are. Number two is something more interesting. Oh, yeah, the CCTV cameras. Now, we're lucky in New Zealand because we're not that bad, but in England, I think this is the only country in my gut feeling that's really implemented this properly, is artificial intelligence connected to a CCTV camera. And a friend told me once that the reason we're so good at seeing as a human is because our brains process information. But AI behind a CCTV camera will be able to work out if you were somewhere. And AI eventually will be able to work out your walking habit, the way you look, even your temperature profile. So you go to a mall and the AI will work out that you're hot. And this is who you are by the length of your walk and stride. And so now connect that eventually to big open source databases of, I don't know, your driver's license. And they'll be able to go, Murray McKelly, it's 8 a.m, was at Albany Mall. Okay. And he walked down here and he also brought a phone, right? So he brought a phone and the phone was at Harvey Norman. And then there was a connection to that database, and they said, okay, so that's his phone number. And so it's just like this huge, big, or technically very dangerously Orwellian. And it's not hard to connect all these together, and we're not accepting cash. So now it's, yes, this person paid, you know, we're not paying, accepting cash much. So, you know, Marilyn McKelly bought this, and then you bought that. And then it could become things like, now this might be silly, but I mean, I don't mind if it's used for catch real criminals, but I'm kind of thinking creatively where somewhat innocent people get caught up in something. And it could be as simple as, let's say, a husband was trying to divorce his wife, and she's going for half his assets, as they do. And it's another rant. And then they're like, oh, well, as part of the evidence, we got a warrant to find out where Murray McKelly goes, and we've noticed that he catches his bus to here and here, and we're going to put all this information in front of a jury to say that he was cheating on his wife, and therefore his wife should get more than half the assets. Like eventually having just so much information, just this click of a finger, pretty interesting. Anyway, so what are the little things that people could start getting caught out for? All right. Well, obviously we know how annoying it is when people get stung for driving in a bus lane to overtake traffic. And even now, it's incredibly scarily efficient, isn't it? How many people have gone, I'm going up that road, but this is a T2 lane, right? But I know I'm turning left. You know, so there's a whole lot of traffic. We use a T2 lane to go up and then turn left. But we even now, if it's more than like 300 meters, you get the ticket for that. But imagine it's going to only improve where you go into the T2 lane just to dodge a cat one day, and there'll just be a computer just work out, oh, your car at that time was on a T2 lane, and we know there was only one person in the car because that's the technology. We know the cell phone signals, and bang, you just get a ticket just for, like, dodging a cat. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, having an efficiency in being out of mass surveillance of people, I think is, it's a little Orwellian right now. You know, obviously, we're not. This COVID jam is going to be interesting because you know, I'm going to take the COVID jam. But what's interesting is the technology around being able to tell if someone's had a vaccine and then use that to say you're not allowed to travel overseas and then potentially not allowed to use that to, I don't know, go shopping on certain days. That's fine for this vaccine. But what about the next thing we're all supposed to take? Oh, we're all not putting sunblock on. You're like, what? What? Shut up. It's like, well, sunblock would help us and it would reduce the hospital bills for the population to have a melanoma. And if there's technology that detects if you've got sunblock on, oh, we've got a sunblock on your system. No, sorry, you can't jump on the bus. Sounds crazy, but if you get to 100% efficiency, and then whatever the prevailing theory of the common good for the common man is, well, you better live by that common man idea, kids, because you're not getting on a bus or you're not, you know, your FBOS card will be declined when you go into somewhere. It could be that you've had too many beers and then society says that's not, that's not good, so you can't buy any. It's pretty interesting, and it's not really the technology. It's just about you as a dumbed-down society refuses to read. Anyway, that's my show. So I made good on my people that asked me to rant on my LinkedIn. And that's my rant. I might post my grand new invention for a new logic processor online because it's really complicated. And you really need to see it in a schematic. All right, guys, sorry for the late show. Enjoy the boats. I don't know, whatever. Take care.
Thank you, Michael, but it has been a draining day. My power packs could use a rest.